Action WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump tariffs against Mexico, China, and Canada go into effect tomorrow morning. The president says Americans may feel some pain, but it will be worth it. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more.
Prices are likely to rise on clothes, appliances, and children's toys, with 85% of all toys in the U.S. made in China. The CEO of toy company Basic Fun tells us the price of a popular toy like a Tonka truck could go up from $30 now to $40 by Christmas.
Donald Trump advisor Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agency. He has been given access to the U.S. Treasury Department's vast payment system. After a fight with the official who oversees the system, that official has now been placed on administrative leave. Staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, were instructed to stay out of the agency's Washington headquarters today after Elon Musk announced that Donald Trump had agreed with him to shutter the agency. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Judge Susan Crawford was in Northeast Wisconsin over the weekend campaigning for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. She said she would be fair, impartial, and a common sense justice.
I am running this race because I want to protect the rights of all Wisconsinites. I don't care if you fall on the red side of the political spectrum or the blue side of the spectrum. I'm here fighting for all of our rights.
Crawford is running against former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. While justices are considered nonpartisan, Crawford does have the support of the Democrats and is considered a liberal. The election is set for April 1st. This is Super Bowl week. That's super spelled S-O-U-P-E-R. Super Bowl XII will raise funds all this week for the new community shelter. From now through Sunday, area restaurants will give a portion of their proceeds from soup sales to the new community shelter. Shannon Cohen with the shelter says this is a good way to feed yourself, help the community, and help the persons in your community who need it the most.
It's kind of a win-win. So, you know, we have people that, you know, follow the new community shelter and are very interested in what we do. So they go out and then buy stuff from these restaurants, and that helps them out, which is then helping us out, which, you know, we love to partner with the community because the community is so huge in helping us.
And Cohen says it's automatic. You don't have to tell the restaurant you want the proceeds to go to the new community shelter. All you have to do is order soup. See our story at WISS.FM for a list of participating restaurants in the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee has now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
I'm watching them and listening to the things that when they talk about, that's helped shape my career on how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, so I feel like still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Snow will gradually end this morning. It will stay mostly cloudy here for most of the day. Today, our high 32 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 14. Tomorrow, cloudy 25 with more snow on the way Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat Harvey K joins to reflect on the legacy of the birthday boys Thomas Paine and FDR. Also, will tariffs on Canada and Mexico lower prices for Wisconsinites? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays, 4 till 6. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin.
Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Boy, we've had some great guests today. Brittany Merlot, Kristen Ambos, BJ Hill, new head football coach at Southwest High School. Can't wait to watch his team in action. Joe Emmerich from Nicolet Family Restaurant in downtown DePere. Fantastic place. They're taking part in the Super Bowl. And what I had was just fantastic.
Yeah, and there's 16 restaurants. And they're on, that's on our website, right? Whatever, yep. Whatever that is. And you go there, and then some of the proceeds go to the new community shelter. So you can try five different restaurants this week or
just
more.
Awesome.
That's good
stuff. Joining us now, Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council, Veterans Salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group in Oshkosh and Ripon, Oshkosh and Berlin. And I got to tell you, Tim, no lie, we're talking about here, and I said, how you doing? You said, busy, because it doesn't end as far as every single day, what you guys do to help veterans. I mean, I've been there. I've taken some of those phone calls. There is a need for what you guys do. And as hard as you guys try, it ain't going away.
Yeah, that's true, John. It's there's always the need. That's why the Fox Valley Veterans Council is there. That's why we exist. One of the questions I was always taught when I started a charity was, what's the reason? Is there the reason? And as long as there's a reason, we're going to continue to do the work that we do.
There's a reason and there's a need.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
And you guys do a lot for the veterans, but you also have some fun along the way and make a little money. Tell me about, I'm very interested in this 1920s. I think that was a great time in this country. It was a little prohibition, but still, it was also the roaring 20s.
Yeah, so this is our only fundraiser that we actually own. Lots of people do fundraisers for us, but this is the one that we control.
Oh.
This is the second year that we've done it. Last year was the first year. Turned out great. It is the Veterans Prohibition Ball down at Venue 404 in Oshkosh. Which, if you don't know that venue, it's an awesome venue. It's a 1920s bank. It's where Johnny Depp filmed part of the movie Public Enemy.
Yep.
So it fits the theme. I mean, it fits the theme. It's got two bars. It's got a great dance hall. We have a special bar down below called the Vault, and we'll have special drinks down there. The tickets are all inclusive. So it's all you can drink, all you can eat. We have jazz band. We have casinos. We're going to have a special speaker there. And it's just really, really fun. The first time we put it on, my goal was just for people to say, you know, I want to go do this even if it wasn't for a charity. It's just fun. The ticket is the donation. So once you come in there, I'm not going to be asking you for any more money. There won't be any more fundraising. It is the ticket and donations and sponsors that raise the money at that event. So it's like you're walking into a speakeasy and you're going to have a great time that night.
It sounds phenomenal.
And that Water City Jazz Orchestra, the music, there's just a whole lot of cool things that happened in the 20s. I told you before we came on, we had one of those things at the Northland, which was celebrated 100-year anniversary, and everything, the food, the drinks, the just what people were wearing, and just cool to wear a nice hat and a vest. And
I like the term heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, that's right.
This looks great, though. Veterans Prohibition Ball, March 7th at Venue 404 Oshkosh. Todd, do you know that place?
Yeah, it's I have been there many, many times.
You got the coolest buildings in Oshkosh.
You do.
It's great. I love living there.
And it's real easy to get tickets. You can just go to our website at the foxvalleyveterans.org, and right there you can get tickets on our website. You can always stop by our office at 2 North Systems Drive, Appleton, Wisconsin, and pay for them in person. But it's a real simple system. You can go in, log in, and pay for the tickets right there.
I'm just going to read what you got here. An all-inclusive epic 1920s-themed gala. Regular or VIP tickets available. Dress to impress. Heavy hors d'oeuvres, drinks featuring Kate Voss, Water City Jazz Orchestra featuring dancing, casino games, and more. Order tickets now. Sponsorships available. Contact us to learn how you can support our annual fundraiser event to help local veteran families in need. FoxValleyVeterans.org/ball. And go ahead and talk a little bit about that, a little bit more specifically, if you wouldn't mind, Tim, about where these proceeds go.
Okay, so the Fox Valley Veterans Council has a what we call a Veterans Emergency Fund that helps veterans in need. Yep. We validate that they're a veteran. We validate that they have a need. Last year, we helped.
Oh, there's a vetting that takes place.
There is a vetting that takes place. So you know that your money's going to a real cause.
And I just want to say one thing, having been a JAG officer, an attorney in the military, you're probably not the best guy to try to BS and convince you that.
No, I didn't think you got to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I can pull up service members' documents and things like that, and we know what's going on and what happened with discharges and things like that, or whether there are any documents or not. We also help foreign nationals who assisted with us that technically don't meet federal definitions of veterans because, you know, they weren't in the service. So Hmong, Iraqi interpreters, Afghanistan interpreters, folks like that, who if we can validate that they served in combat with our troops, we're also going to assist them because
that's awesome.
You know, that's awesome. You know, these folks gave their lives for
us. Absolutely.
And sometimes we didn't take care of them as well as we should. And so those that make their way over here, we're going to treat them like veterans as well.
I think, because I'll tell you what, every time we had a Hmong young lady in here a week or so ago, extremely proud of her dad's service in helping the Americans in Laos.
Yeah. So, you know, there's just that need. Like I said, over 500 veteran families, over $200,000 up here in Brown County. It was over 37,000, 70,000 in Outagamie County, 65,000 in Winnebago County. And we're also in Calumet County, Waupaca County, and some of the other counties on the outskirts, depending by exception on their needs.
And you know, another thing, too, and Jim and I talk about this. Jim, of course, is one of the people that help run the NEW Community Shelter. How many veterans do you have there, Jim?
I don't know, on the second floor, like they got apartments. I was going to say, because we're doing that guitar for vets.
Yeah.
That cancer doctor.
Right.
He's going to come, and he asked me how many, and I think it was 10. But maybe it's between 8 and 10 veterans that we have living there. Which is great.
But in a homeless shelter, and you know, sometimes we think once a veteran served in the United States military, oh man, they get all the benefits, they get all the, hey, there's not a problem. That is not true. And there are a lot, everyone has a unique story how they ended up in that situation, and none of them are really by choice. Things just happened. And you guys, organizations like yours, are the ones that said, okay, well, we can't help everybody, but we can sure help every vet that we possibly can. I think that's a really cool thing that you, and a lot of areas don't have something as hands-on as you guys provide. That's the key difference.
Yeah, we're pretty unique in how we've done this. So the council's made up of veteran organizations. So your local VAWs, your DAVs, all the veteran organizations are our members. Then we secure volunteer caseworkers and we train them. They have some pretty good experience, and we're always looking for new ones in case anybody wants to help vets. They're great at it. I mean, they understand how to talk to the vets. Most of them are vets. You don't have to be a vet to volunteer. You just have to have a passion to assist vets. And you're talking about the homeless shelters. I will tell you this, that housing is the biggest issue and has been since we've been doing this. Last year it was about 70%. We really try to focus on before the housing issue happens. So we're paying a lot of rent, a lot of mortgage to keep them in the house Because once the eviction occurs, now it's 10 times harder to get them back in, right? We do help those that are homeless. We pay for hotel rooms. We have all kinds of connections with homeless shelters where they reserve rooms for veterans, those type of things. It's a real tough area because once that occurs, you know, I was in a time and point in time count looking for homeless 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're out there and it's wintertime and, you know, what we're looking for is you see a car that's in a parking lot in the back, and we're like, oh, that might have somebody in there. But sure enough, there is, right? In the middle of winter, it's single digits outside, and they're sleeping in their car. And that's lucky if they have a car.
And that's, like, I know so much about that, but I can't believe that's happening in, like, Green Bay, Wisconsin in 2024.
I had it happen to me in Appleton, Wisconsin, and it was probably a wind chill of 25 below zero, and a guy, something happened with his VASH voucher. And he asked if he could stay at our place, and we couldn't do that for overnight type things. And I ended up bringing him blankets and gift cards to Quick Trips and taking him out for dinner. And he said he was going to be sleeping in his truck that night, and I had no answer for him. That's why I tried going to the Super 8 and getting a hotel room. It was the night before a pack game. They were like $380 at the Super 8.
Yeah.
Honest to God, of all nights.
I'm really dreading draft time, because when draft time hit, when the draft hits here,
April.
Right? We're not going to be able to get anybody in a hotel. There's not going to be a room available. If there is, we're not going to be able to afford it.
Right.
It's going to be a 2 week period of really bad time.
Yeah. You have a little bit of time to try to work something out. You know, the school's going to be closed. I don't know. I mean, that's up to you to figure something out, but you're right. There's the hotels are off the docket. I want to just pick up on what you said about working with veterans. That's a special group of people and for a lot of reasons. And even at the shelter, we have six caseworkers. One is all she does is work with veterans because it is a different.
So, I mean, cue's the pun, but there's a lot of different minefields government wise and everything you have to go through.
Right. Yeah. And you have to understand their plight was different than a lot of other people.
Yeah. I mean, some of them really have, you know, they've gone through some things and they're trying to deal with them in different ways. You know, in other ways, we're just like normal people. It's always easy for me to you know, when you meet the vet that really was there and had to deal some hard stuff, your heart just goes out to them. But, you know, we got a lot of vets that didn't do that, right. But they're still in trouble. So why do we help them special? Well, I say we help them specially because they've done one thing that less than 1% of our current country has done, which is they put the name on their dotted line. And they said, you know, if I need to pay the check, it will be paid. And less than 1% of our people have done that. So they put it down there and they said, you know, take me if you need to take me.
Right.
Right. And, you know, thank God for most of them that never happens. But for some, it does. And to do that is just, I think, something we always need to recognize that somebody said, I'm going to take that step forward for my nation.
That's awesome.
And there isn't one situation, just like with you guys, Jim, of your 10, 8 to 10 years, I bet every situation was different, right. Which led them to being there. So it isn't, you know, a one size fits all sort
no,
of thing.
It's not one size fits all.
Did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
I did not.
Okay, Johnny and I were talking about that. It's just on more the mental health side of things. I mean, our job right now, what we do is, you know, the basic Maslow's theory, right? Safe place, food, mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of work to do after that.
Right.
But I think, like you talked about, housing, shelter.
Right.
That's critical right now.
We're going to send a quick break. Can you stick around, Tim?
Sure.
We're going to send it to one quick break. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council. It's our veteran salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group. Tremendous, tremendous Iraqi veteran who's an attorney in Oshkosh and Berlin. Back with more with Tim Cody with a great organization and a great fundraiser. That sounds like so much fun. It's incredible. And also, laughter after 21.
Laughter at 21 after.
I cannot get that right.
We have to type it out for him.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyes
iZervay is proven to slow GA progression.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
iZervay or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size landspeeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
Came in on Wednesday. It was I don't know what's going on these airplanes. Looks like a farm on the airplane now with the amount of animals coming down the aisle. When did this been okay? Why is it okay to just bring the dog, a parrot? You see, a couple months ago at the Newark airport, some idiot tried to bring a peacock. She had a peacock on her shoulder walking into the airport like it was Toomey luggage. I mean, what? The thing fell off. She's trying to gather it. When these people leave the house, anybody say anything to them? If I left the house with a peacock on my back, someone would come up to me. What the f*** are you going with that? You're gonna bring that on an airplane? What are you, nuts?
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. He sounds fantastic.
That is funny. That is funny.
And especially since we're talking about...
That's the main topic the other day was people bringing animals on
right.
planes.
Right. And I've been trying to get my dog on the plane, but he's not rescue, but he's a great, great dog.
Rescue.
And, but anyway, I just think that's really funny.
Is he the furthest thing for a rescue?
What's that?
He melted me the furthest thing for a rescue dog. No disrespect, but he's the most spoiled dog in the world.
Well, I mean, he's a great dog. This guy, and he talked about some stuff on trick-or-treating, and he's just really funny, practical stuff that we've all lived through. And it's like, okay, he sees it and tells it the way it really is, which is really, really funny.
And we're with Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council, Veteran Salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal group. The Veteran Salute of Mine or the Mayor, brought to you by Nate Olson, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com. He's an acquaintance of yours.
He is. Nate and I met in a courtroom. He's an attorney. I'm at what I call a recovering attorney. And we met, and when the Fox Valley Veterans Council moved down into Oshkosh, he was one of the people, you know, that was helpful in getting us to get introduced to people in Oshkosh so we can raise money and help veterans in Oshkosh.
He's awesome. Yep. Once again, you guys have a big fundraiser coming up, the Veterans Prohibition Ball, March 7th at Venue 404 in Oshkosh. An all-inclusive epic 1920s-themed gala. Regular VIP tickets available. Dress to Impress. Heavy hors d'oeuvres. Drinks featuring Kate Voss, Water City Jazz Orchestra, dancing, casino games, and a lot more.
I really like what you're doing with that, Tim, because it is like a speakeasy. You're in, and you're not. There's no 50-50 raffle. There's no spin the wheel. You're just really in there to have a really good time in the 20s. Can you smoke in there? Oh, I'm just kidding. They did smoke a lot.
No, but
back
sometimes we can go up to the roof and smoke some cigars afterwards.
That is going to be fun.
That sounds pretty cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool. And again, once again, Tim, you've devoted your life. You obviously, how many years were you in active?
So I got commission. I got, 25 years minus, 28 years minus the 3 years in law school. You really can't call that, even though I was active duty, you really can't call that because I got to wear my civilian clothes during that.
But the government still gave you a paycheck.
Yeah.
Didn't
so
they?
The government. Yeah. And they promoted me during
so
that.
So almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Where was that? Your life?
Where was
law?
Marquette.
Well, you went to Marquette?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to Marquette. So that's how I got retired back up to Wisconsin. I kind of fell in love with Wisconsin. I'm not, my parents are natives, but they moved out of the state, and I moved back to the state.
But, you know, it's one of those things, too, where, you know, a lot of guys after a certain amount of time are like, I want nothing to do with the bureaucracy of the military ever again. And you went you dove headfirst into it.
Well, yes and no. That I didn't want to be really hired. A lot of folks, you know, when they get out, they stay around post because there's contractors and stuff.
Right.
And you go and you can do that. So. In that sense, I'm not connected anyway, and you know, being in Wisconsin, there's not a lot of military bases, so I'm out of touch in that way. But, you know, being in touch with the veterans groups is
exactly
a way to do it, you know, and people are always asking, why'd you retire to Wisconsin? I have, you know, like a top 10 list. Number one is, hey, I'm only 34 miles from the Green Bay Packers, so
there you go.
I can do that. Number two is roundabouts. I think they're like adult go-karts,
right?
You know, I love them. They're the best things since sliced bread.
Yeah,
I love roundabouts.
Wow.
What's the old saying? How can you tell when a lawyer's lying, right?
No, I really do. I think they're great.
Okay.
I love roundabouts.
We don't get political on this show, but what do you think of the new secretary?
You know, I don't want to get political.
I
saved my judgment. I would say that I am more impressed than I thought I was going to be because I just knew him as a Fox commentator versus I didn't know his military background at the time until I started doing some research. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, clearly there's a, you know, let's shake the world up and see what comes out. So there's going to be a lot of shaking that I probably won't agree with all of it, but I might agree with some of it. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I just think he's going to try things, you know, and no one's going to get shot in that administration for trying stuff because that's what they want to see. I just think there's some work to be done, and I hope, especially this housing thing for veterans. I just, if he's anything he can do about that, I think he should. So anyway, all right, just curious. So this party.
Yeah.
Tickets online. Tell me how we get them because we're going.
Yeah, awesome. You can just get on there and click on there. You can choose a sponsorship if you want. You can actually sponsor veteran tickets. So if you can't go,
oh, nice.
How much
you
are tickets?
Want a ticket. So tickets are $150 for standard.
Okay.
That gets you all you can drink and all you can eat. $300 for VIPs, which gets you down into the vault. You'll be able to be with our special speaker there before he goes and talks. And there's higher level
sponsorships.
Level drinks down there and kind of a little bit better food right down there. You know, not that it's not good up at the 150, but you know, if you're going to pay $300 to go down there, you need to have some special stuff. There's a special drink that's called the Dog Father,
came up with this.
That's your concoction?
It's my concoction.
Love it.
The Dog Father is kind of halfway between a Manhattan and an old fashioned. So it's rye whiskey. It's sweet vermouth, and it's bitters with an orange twist and a cherry.
What's the difference between that and a Manhattan?
So a Manhattan is just rye and
bitters.
Sweet vermouth.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I left one thing
bitters,
off. Amaretto.
Oh,
amaretto
okay.
Topper. An amaretto topper.
That's in yours.
Oh, that makes a difference.
That makes a difference.
That's what sets it out.
Right.
Okay. I like it.
Figure that one out.
Is that in the hoity-toity room
that sounds
like
room.
Us?
And there'll be a special beer called the Council's Draft, which Hop Yard Ale brews for us, which is awesome.
We are going to keep promoting this all the way up till March 7th. Veterans Prohibition Ball. venue 404 in Oshkosh. What you guys do is incredibly impressive and important, Tim Cote.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here, buddy. Fox Valley Veterans Council, we talked a lot more about that back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. One person has died in Oconee County Sunday morning following a car versus snowplow accident on U.S. 41 near Frog Pound Road. Wisconsin State Patrol says the driver of the car lost control of their vehicle and crashed into the rear of a snowplow. The driver of the car died. The operator of the snowplow was uninjured. Nearly 3,500 customers were without power in Brown County early this morning due to a WPS equipment failure. The Brown County Public Safety Communications Facebook page called attention to the major East Mason and Main Street intersection in Green Bay that was dark and signalless due to the outage. By 5:30 this morning, there were less than 900 customers in the dark. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer issued an executive order recently waiving the fee for tribal members to acquire identification cards. This begins today. Melissa Kay reports.
President Greendeer stated in his executive order that this is in response to the Trump administration prioritizing a policy focused on the mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants and the identity verification concerns among members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Heritage Preservation Department Enrollment Division will maintain the responsibility to ensure validity and safety of ID processing and disbursement. All tribal IDs paid for after January 20th are eligible for reimbursement. Tribal members and their first-line descendants will also be reimbursed for all costs associated with securing a U.S. passport. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer.
It's my belief that a U.S. passport will serve as the most valid form of United States identification.
He stated that they are working with Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to collaborate to create a tribally enhanced identification card. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Oscars are just 4 weeks away, and if you missed some of the Best Picture nominees the first time around or don't have access to the films in theaters, don't despair. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, I'm Still Here, and Nickel Boys are unavailable to stream at the moment, but the rest of the nominees are available to watch in the comfort of your own home. Anora, Wicked, and The Substance are all on pay-per-view for anywhere from $4 to $20. 20 big ones might sound like a lot, but oftentimes is cheaper than actually going to the theater. The following potential Best Pick winners are free if you have the appropriate platforms. Conclave is on Peacock. You can catch A Real Pain on Hulu, and Emilia Perez is available on Netflix. Check them out. It will make watching the Oscars more fun. And at those prices, you can't afford not to be a couch potato. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Snow will gradually end this morning. It will stay mostly cloudy here for most of the day. Today, our high 32 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 14. Tomorrow, cloudy 25 with more snow on the way Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll talk about racial justice with Lisa Jones and Eric Fanning from Red Racism Milwaukee. Then we'll talk with internationally renowned actor and Milwaukee native Casey Washington.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with... Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on a snowy Monday morning. And everybody that comes in, they say it is slick out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's 34 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh.
That's weird that all the guests we had were from, like, Oshkosh, I know, Appleton. Nobody's, like, from Green Bay.
Which well, actually, is, Kristen, though, came from
like Pulaski.
Maplewood Meats-ish. Yeah. At 29, she said that was bad.
Right. I'm just...
Scott, how are they coming down? Or coming up, brother?
It was a little rough. I left an hour and a half early, and I was worried I was not going to get here.
And that's just from Appleton, right?
Just from Appleton.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Scott, introduce yourself.
Sure.
Go ahead.
My name is Scott Radke. I'm the Chief Clinical Officer at Catalpa Health. Catalpa Health is a one-of-a-kind pediatric mental health agency in the Fox Valley. We are a collaboration between three health systems and the community to provide excellent care and access for kids with
mental health issues. This is something we talk about so much. And a little while ago, we had BJ Hill, the new head football coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay, on. And he talked about that, too, where he's going to get into these kids' heads first, make sure they're screwed on right before they even do anything on a football field. That's important these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. And coaches are really critical to the work that we do just because they have so much time with kids.
Yep.
You know, they need resources as well. Like, what am I looking for if there's a problem with the kid? Right. You know, they can intervene in a different way from a parent.
You're exactly right.
Two things, Scott, on that we talk about is, you know, the country, the culture of the neck down, you know, we got to physical this, eat that, and not enough with the neck up. But also the stigma with going to see someone or talking about
Absolutely.
It. And, like, I don't know if we got to get somebody cool to brag about it, or it's just that's got to change. And I think it is changing a little bit. I mean, I will say in our house it did, but because everybody's talking about their counselors. And I think that's healthy. I do.
Absolutely. And I think that's been one of the challenges. When I was growing up, we didn't talk about mental issues at all.
You were the weird kid if you were there.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know,
and I mean, hate to say it, but that's how people looked at
that's
you.
That's what they called
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we are seeing the change. We're seeing kids being willing to talk about it earlier. And, you know, and we know the earlier we can intervene with kids and help them out, the greater success we're going to have.
And sometimes it takes someone like Simone Biles, just somebody to say, look, I'm really struggling with this mentally. And
there's so many different ways.
Oh my God.
I mean, social media and this and that and this and that. I'm not sure there's been a tougher time to be a kid in some ways.
You know, it's interesting. I'll go and speak to groups and I'll ask parents in the group. I said, how many of you would like to relive your childhood in today's world? Nobody raised
I wouldn't,
right?
No way.
So there's a recognition like, yeah, there's a lot going on in the world today, and there's a lot going on with kids and what they're carrying, and it's hard. And, you know, the more we can put right people around them to help them out, it helps the whole family.
Scott, is there, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but is there one thing, like even dealing with veterans, you know, homelessness is such a terrible thing, and is there one thing that you see that is kind of a trend or whatever with kids that maybe are struggling?
You know, certainly we, you know, COVID taught us a lot, right?
You know, that's what Joe was saying too.
It really opened up parents' eyes to like what's going on with kids because they had them in their house all the time. What's sometimes challenging with mental health is it presents a little bit differently. You know, for little kids, you know, you see behavior changes, for, you know, older kids, you know, you see more with, you know, maybe they're more withdrawn. They're not as interested in activities they used to do. Maybe not as social. But, you know, I wish there were just like two or three things to look for. I often tell parents, like, look, if you see change in behavior anyway, check in with the kid.
Yeah.
And it's not just for parents. It's just like any adult in the life of that child.
Are we getting better, though, as we talk about this culture? You know, we had to take the, when we were in grade school, we had to take the physical fitness test, you know, climb the rope and push-ups and all that. Do they then sit down with someone for 45 minutes and talk to them? How are you doing? How are you feeling? You have any suicide thoughts? Do we do that? Do doctors do that? I mean, how are we getting to the... Because the problem is, we all agree, it's tough.
Yep.
And that there's a problem, and some of these problems can go really sideways very quickly.
Yeah, there's... Doctors do that. You know, certainly they have a limited amount of time with the patient, you know, because they have to, so much to do, but they'll screen for those things. Schools do a whole lot in this area too. Like there's a screening project that Samaritan Counseling does in the Fox Valley that, you know, kids at various age groups will be given a survey. They can, and then staff can follow up with them if anything flags. It's important to just keep asking the question for kids because, unfortunately, things pop up that weren't there before.
And, you know, I hate to say this, and this is in a military situation, but that person, and sometimes it doesn't matter their education, their background, their qualities, their criteria, but sometimes there's just something, and it's just like in normal life. You just click with somebody versus not clicking with other people.
Yeah.
Okay? And their best interest, they're trying to help you as much as possible. But I know that I'm just doing one of my Vietnam vets who battled post-traumatic stress for a long time. And if he had the regular guy and his wife came and they'd say, how you doing, Bill? And he'd be like, well, and his wife, you know, not so, you know, yada, yada. But then it was somebody he didn't know. And they'd be, so Bill, how you doing? Oh, great. Absolutely. And his wife would go, it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, right.
But he didn't have that trust factor.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's where, like, the trusted adults around kids is important. And, you know, coaches, certainly school personnel. You know, this might be people at a church. If you notice something going on with the kid, it's really important to ask.
So what...
Jim, can you read that text right there? Just came in for Scott.
I can read it if you'd like.
Yeah, we're both looking for a glass.
It's actually the same way. Yeah. It's actually from Catalpa Health. They say, thanks for having us on, giving us the chance to talk about the importance of mental health. And also Steph says, Scott. So you've got a fan out there, Scott.
Nice.
So Catalpa Health, what do you do?
If Steph was in our class.
Was she?
Didn't you have somebody from your place in your class?
Tracy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tell Tracy I said hello.
I'll do that.
In terms of, so let's say I'm seeing someone, I'm like, look, I think this kid might need a little help.
Yeah.
Do they call you? Is it, tell me your.
Yeah, how does it work?
Yeah. So, you know, before we were around in the Valley, I think some of the challenges were families didn't know where to go, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, do we call our doctor? Do we call, who do we talk to? So the whole idea of creating this organization and these three health systems of Ascension, ThetaCare, and Children's Wisconsin coming together and saying, let's just create a one-stop shop. And families and teachers and anyone concerned could just start there. So someone could pick up the phone, get us in. And our goal is really like, we want to get someone within a week of that call.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because we don't want people to wait. You hear about wait lists and the amount of time. We want to see that person right away and help that family create a plan, either with us or maybe there's someone in the community that can do it faster. But we want that intervention to happen quickly for that child.
Now, something we can lay it all out on the table here, right?
Absolutely.
Talk about the terrible situations. There was a young man up in my hometown. It became a national story. Committed suicide because these girls did stuff, you know, what's it called?
Catfishing?
Catfishing him, and he ended up killing himself.
Yeah.
And then another one I know committed suicide. There's really serious bleep going on out there, and some really bad people who prey on the vulnerable sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, your job isn't just, oh, I got too much homework, my teacher doesn't like me. You're dealing with life and death at times, aren't you?
Absolutely. And we've seen that trend through the state and like student survey report. There's a survey, the Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavior Survey, that's showing that more kids are having those suicidal thoughts. And then you put on top of that what you're bringing up, John, of you know, that social media pressure that we didn't have, where we'd go home at the end of the day and be disconnected, where some of that just kind of continues ongoing.
They can't get away from it.
Exactly.
We're with Scott Radke, CCO of Catalpa Health in Appleton, mental health and wellness for kids.
And just how important that is that these kids talk about their mental health. Everybody's talking about physical health, physical health, and to talk about the mental health. There was somebody that was talking, renowned psychiatrist, and said, well, best advice I have is keep your kid off social media till they're 18. Well, that ain't going to happen. I mean, come on. We got to give them realistic. We live in a world that we're connected. And I think there's other, I would assume you have other suggestions besides that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, social media is just a tool, right? It can be used for good. You know, look, I can connect with relatives that are far away.
Absolutely.
That can be really positive. But yeah, it can be pretty intense at times. And I think for kids and for adults, and I think this affects adults too, like if it's having a negative effect on your mood, maybe step away from it. We worry about kids a lot in sleep. I often call that as the engine that drives the train. So if kids are on social media and impacting sleep and not going to bed, like that can affect one's mood pretty quickly if you get a sleep deficit going.
What advice would you give right now for parents who think they have kids that are possibly borderline, need somebody else besides the parent to talk to? What are some of the signs you might see? What are some of the suggestions? Just take it from there if you don't mind. Be a parent here in this mode.
Yeah, and you know, and certainly being a parent myself, I've got, you know, a
19-year-old
and I got a 16-year-old, so I think of this for myself too. And you know, seeing those behavior changes, like if a kid is like interested in a sport and then all of a sudden like not showing interest, and kids will do that, but it's important to follow up and ask. You want to look for context as the why, you know, change of grades, change of relationships, anything that like flags for you, like just talk to your kid. And I think it just speaks to like, hey, we should all have times where we're putting our phones aside and we're sitting down and having a conversation. I love taking my 16-year-old out for a good meal because he loves to eat.
Sure.
So the two of us will just go down and he can get a good meal. And I find that it's easier for him to talk in those situations. So I think for parents finding those opportunities, like what's the best place for me to have that conversation?
What a great point.
And just check in with the kid.
What a great point.
And I think you make a really good point about maybe our parents wouldn't have done that. But I just want to tell you that.
It's you're going into their zone instead of your parents.
Exactly.
Zone expecting you to be in
theirs. And with one of my daughters, I took tap dancing lessons just to be with her and spend time. You know what I mean? You drive there, you drive home, you take the lessons, and you just have to find that. And it's more work than I think. I mean, our parents were great. God bless them. But I don't know. They didn't.
Jim, can you prove that? I mean, are you able to show us a little?
We will donate whatever money needs to be done for the Fox Valley
Veterans
Council.
This is what I did not want to happen.
You tap dancing.
I took it at the Meyer Theater, just Greta and I. And I did that. The only reason I brought that up is my grandchild, Greta, got her tap dance shoes for her birthday. And Greta and I were talking about, that was fun day when we did that. But I can do the shuffle.
I could see you look like Jimmy Cagney in Star Spangled Banner
or something. I never got that good.
He needs one more lesson.
I just want to say
there.
Yeah.
He's one lesson away.
I just want to say that's a lot more work than you think, too.
Oh, I believe it.
That's like jump roping.
Yeah. Anyway. Come on, a little. Yes, a little.
Oh, look at him go.
I was a little better than that.
Oh, look at that, Jim. You got the spats and everything.
I was a little better than that.
I love it.
Anyway, my point is that parents got to put in the effort as well, right?
Absolutely.
And like John said, you just can't sit down and say, you know, what's your problem? It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, you even schedule it in and figure out, how can I meet my kid on their turf?
Right.
You
know,
and do the things that they want to do. And not put pressure on them to talk always. But just leaving that door open, because you want, when the chips are down, you want a kid to be able to like reach out to that person, a parent or someone, to say, hey, I'm really having a hard time. And if you don't have that relationship, it's really hard for them to do that.
Yeah. Do you ever want to say to yourself, with some of the parents, though, maybe look in the mirror a little bit sometimes if you're...
You know, honestly, I look at myself sometimes, John, and I'm in this work, and I think, like, you know, even interacting with my own kids, like, we're not perfect. We make mistakes, too.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And the best thing we can do as parents is own them.
Yeah.
You know, if I handle a situation poorly with my son, I'll go to him and say, like, hey, your dad didn't handle this well. Right. That's great modeling for them, too, and it just kind of resets that relationship.
I think that's great.
That's awesome.
Scott, give yourself a plug, who you are, what you do, how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, so our phone number is 920-750-7000. And if families are interested or just want to talk or just get that assessment, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is serious or not. Right. I think it's just best to, like, talk to someone about that, get in. Physicians are great. You know, teachers are great resources. It's just really important not to wait till one's at the end of the rope and to get some early intervention right away.
4635 West College Avenue, right downtown Appleton, main line 920-750-7000, 750-7000. Great stuff, my friend.
All right. Good to see you
Thank
guys.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, this is awesome.
This is so important for our community here. In the future. Scott Radke, okay. CCO. I cannot pronounce the name of your last place again. Calapa.
Catalpa Health.
Catalpa. It's a tree. I've been so wrong in pronouncing things all day today.
We'll bring you a tree in here.
Wrong syllable.
Thanks for being
right outside the studio.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 34 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. Coming right 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton. And Oshkosh, and of course, in the Civic Media app, and also 1590 AM and 1100 AM. Special thanks, Scott Radke, CCO, Catalpa Health in Appleton, Mental Health and Wellness for Kids, Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council. Got a great event coming up, Veterans Salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group, Joe Emmerich, Nicolet Restaurant, Downtown DePere Super Bowl, and the creamy potato was fantastic with the bacon. B.J. Hill, head football coach, Southwest High School. Best of luck to him. He's going to tear it up out there. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, Brittany Merlot, and, of course, our laughter after 21.
Nope.
At.
That means at.
Yeah, right? That little
laughter
circle.
At 21 after.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
So it's, we'll do that again tomorrow morning at 7:21 and 8:21.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Scalco.
Scalco. Yep. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay. Anyway, a comedian at the Rush. That's going to be fun.
Messing it up today.
No, that's the laughter 21 after.
Boy, those were, I got to tell you something. I don't know anywhere else, but downtown Green Bay, it has not stopped snowing for 3 hours, and it's just keep coming down, and those roads just seem slicker and slicker and slicker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, be careful. Every person that came in here today, ladies and gentlemen, every single one said they are very, very slick out there.
They were from all four corners.
From all different ways. Yeah, everywhere they came into Green Bay said the roads were very, very slick.
So. And how thankful are we that they all made the trip? Because
right?
They could have said,
absolutely.
You know what?
Right.
So thank you to all of them.
Right. Yeah. And what a great lineup.
Phenomenal.
This is fun
lineup.
Today. I mean, wow, really, this is why we're here.
Yep.
All the things we touched on, you know, it's just great.
Everything going on in the community. And
yep.
Todd put it all together because he's Todd. He's Todd.
Or because we're lazy.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Hey,
there we go.
Somebody, hey, yes, somebody that didn't make it in today, she used the, my kid's sick.
Oh, yeah, that's so old.
Yeah.
Grandma died.
The another one, oh, the roads
and then
are
I think this is her 19-year-old who, you know, I got to call my mom. It's like, I got to stay home with my little boy. Really? You're not going to mention any names.
Well, no.
Maybe listening out there.
Wow. 19?
My dog is sick. I can't come in. The roads are slippery. Nikki, anyway, just giving you a hard time. You know that.
See you tomorrow. Hope he feels
But you're
better.
Right. It has been a really fun show. Super Bowl week, of course. A lot of things going on here.
Yeah.
Still got Green and Gold movie. Somebody sent us a...
Playing this week, right? At Bayport?
Yeah, Bay Park, right?
Bay Park, yeah.
Because Bayport's gone, if we all remember that, right? Port Plaza, the...
Best place ever in Green Bay. But I want to go see that, and I want to see... what else did I want to see this week? There's something else. Todd, what else did I want to see this week? I thought there were two things I wanted to see this week.
You're going to go to the fan thing,
oh, no,
right?
No. Yeah, but I want to see Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Oh, that's right.
That's Friday. Yep.
Anchorman with Frank's show. What started now, right?
I think it's going. I'm not sure.
I think so. I think it started on the first.
Jim's got it written down in his notebook.
I do.
He's got his trapper
keep
keeper.
Track of stuff here.
You know what he reminds me of when he digs into his ledger there and is looking for stuff?
And who?
What? Uncle Billy from It's a Wonderful Life. I had it right. I know I had it.
I tried.
Oh, come on, Billy. You had it right there.
That is a good Jimmy Stewart.
That is a good
Jimmy Stewart, my friend.
Well, let me tell you something, Clarence. Get off my case, all right?
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit where they just beat the hell out of Mr. Cratchit? Mr. Potter, knock him out of his wheelchair, start kicking him.
No, I tried this weekend to load everything on my phone because I thought I would look more professional.
Okay.
So I got Mine on the Mayor. Then I've got a management team meeting. I've got Chrome meeting. Then I got Teach Tonight. It's all on there. I don't have Tap on there. And I'd like to do that again, but I need to do it with somebody.
Yeah, text from Nikki, just a cartoon thing. It's Mama time. I treasure the wisdom of old people. All right. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate that. Wow.
Anyway,
all right. But it's been a fun day. But again, drive safe out there, folks. It is really slippery. We've been talking about that all day. And, you know, a lot of people out there take this day kind of hard. I mean, seriously, because they're so attuned. But the day the music died, this was the day that, you know, the worst plane crash, I think, in music, in entertainment history, you'd have to think. Wouldn't you? I mean, he was, at the time, he was probably as big as Elvis. What year was it, Todd? Do you know?
59, right?
59?
Yeah.
I mean, he and Elvis were probably the two big. I mean, it's before the Beatles, obviously. And there were the Frankie Valleys and the Paul Ancas and the, you know, people
maybe.
Like that of the world. But I bet he was the biggest name in the country in music.
How come I get such a memory for that Ricky Nelson? You know, I don't know. He was Stone Canyon Band. They were all on there. They were at the Carlton a lot, though. That's probably why.
Oh, maybe.
They were there a lot. And
His kids came to one of the radio stations.
Oh,
they were. Remember that?
The Nelsons, right?
Yeah, Nelson boys.
That was
nice
fun.
Guys. Great guys.
Yeah, that guy's great. Sad.
Very sad. Very, very sad.
He still left for music.
Yep.
When your brother was in with the Barbershop Quartet, they sang this song, but they called it Amandaloo, and they sang it to Amanda on Friday. I don't know if you guys heard that.
No.
But they were great.
Oh, they were awesome.
And having Dennis Peters in here from the glam band, that was awesome.
That was fun. And you can order Valentine's for your Valentine.
For $40?
Yeah. And they come in, they sing two songs, give her or him, I guess, a rose.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's awesome. But you got to get those orders in, like, soon. And that's on our website, right?
Fox Valley Airs. Yeah,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
I mean, anybody can send flowers, but how many people can sing a quartet?
Right. Send a quartet, two love songs. So, that's
And they
were pretty
cool. Belted out.
Well, there's a lot of quartets doing that, but you can do it in, who said, Oshkosh, Appleton, Manitowoc, Green Bay. So there's
When I was leaving, your brother pulled me aside. He says, hey, don't let Jim, you could do this. You got a great voice. He told me that. He said, wow. He said, if I had a voice like yours, said, I'd be big time.
It's funny. I talked to him this weekend. He didn't bring that up.
He said, don't say anything.
Okay.
Said he wants to clear it with your mom if I'm allowed in the group.
All right. And she's got a pretty good ear for music, so be careful.
I'm just telling you how it is. All right. Look at the time. We got to go. Final of the Mayor coming your way. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. Back into our morning. Drive safe. See ya. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zifos is back as my guest co-host. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 lawsuit. What does that mean? Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agencies. ABC's Christiane Cordero explains.
Sources confirming that Elon Musk has been given access to the U.S. Treasury Department's vast payment system. The move essentially puts the government's multi-trillion dollar checkbook in the hands of the world's richest man, and his message about wasteful government spending has been clear.
Your money is being wasted. And the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that.
The official who oversaw the federal payment system has been placed on administrative leave after he resisted giving Musk and DOGE officials access to the system.
Staffers at USAID were instructed to stay out of that agency's Washington headquarters after Musk announced that President Trump had agreed with him to shut down the agency. The tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China will go into effect first thing tomorrow. Ontario Premier Doug Ford announcing he's ripping up a contract with Elon Musk's Starlink Internet services. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.